number three, the Ron Owens program. I think we may have gotten to the point where I don't have to kind of explain why we have Marilyn Krieger on. I never explain why we have Uncle Matty on. He's the expert on dog behavior. I am now convinced, based on what she's had to say and the number of calls that we get, that there is such a thing as teaching your cat how to do things and making your cat responsive to you. I remember that Marilyn Krieger is, among other things, she is a columnist for Cat Fancy magazine, has a big article in, what is it, Kittens USA?
Daryl, good morning.
Good morning. You know, we adopted a cat about 5 years ago from the shelter, and all of a sudden over the last 2 months, the cat has been going poop in my front room where there's carpet out of the blue. We're never consistent on any cat litter that we use, but it just seems kind of odd. After 5 years, all of a sudden, the cat, every now and again, once or twice a week, we'll see that the cat has used the bathroom in the front room. What would you think that would be cause of that?
First of all, make sure to take the cat to the vet to rule out any sort of parasites. If you have fleas and you probably have worms, that will cause it. Also, check your litter box situation. Make sure you have enough of them and that they are uncovered and that they are scooped daily.
Jim is in Brentwood. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. I have a dog-cat question.
Yes.
I have three dogs, huskies, and my neighbor takes care of a feral colony in the neighborhood. It's about 40 cats in that neighborhood. Varies. But periodically, like every couple of years, something happens that my dogs get really, I don't know if they're getting irritated or if it's just the cat, they'll break out and attack the cat, the feral cats in the neighborhood.
And the question is?
The question is it like the behavior with the dogs, or is there something that's really or the cats doing something to trigger the dogs to do that?
I got a question for you. You want to live next to 40 feral cats?
I didn't have a choice. I came in.
Okay, go ahead. Answer.
Well, first of all, you want to make sure that your dogs are well trained around cats, that they don't chase them. They should know, leave it. They should know to sit. But that's something that Uncle Matty can talk to you about. There are ways of keeping the cats out of your area. There are things you can put on your fence that are extensions of fences that go up and then in at a 45-degree angle. And they'll keep other cats and animals out of your yard. But when it comes down to it, you need to make sure your dogs are trained not to chase cats.
Hang on a second.
Right. Throw in this one from Ann in Los Gatos. Every now and then, my cat of 8 years will attack me and bite me out of the blue. What's up with that? Otherwise, he's loving. He doesn't bite anybody else in the family. Geez, he's a rescue cat, and I got him when he was almost one.
Well, it depends on what the circumstances are that when he's petting, when he's biting you. Some cats have what's called petting-induced aggression, and while you're petting them, all of a sudden, it seems like they'll attack, and they're being overstimulated, and they're letting you know. They always let you know before they're going to attack. You need to learn how to recognize that body language.
Why do you have a cat that's going to bite you? Why would you want to have a dog that bites you? Why would you want any animal that bites you?
Anything with a mouth can bite.
Okay.
Jared, are you finding that cat people talk a lot longer than dog people? Is that the case, Marilyn? It seems like the questions, yeah, it's just, they talk
that's
a lot.
That's a loaded question.
It is. Debbie in San Jose, Ron Owens, KGO, and Marilyn Krieger.
Yeah, Ron, I was just thinking that same thing, and you're obviously not a cat person.
I'm a dog person, but I have her on because I like her, and you got a question.
I have a 13-year-old kitty, and I'm wondering if cats develop something similar to Alzheimer's.
Absolutely.
She's been, acting erratically. She wants to drink from one sink, then the other. She gallops up and down the hall, but her most annoying habit is that she wakes us up during the night 3 or 4 times to go out and come back in and get her drink at night. And I'm wondering if there's any way we can break her of this habit at this stage of the game.
Okay, the first thing you need to do is make sure you take your cat to the veterinarian for a checkup, because there may be some medical conditions like thyroid or diabetes that can also be causing this problem. And the answer to your question is yes, cats can have senility, just like people can.
At what age usually? When does something like that usually appear in a cat?
When?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm asking a serious question. I know it's
serious.
I threw you for a loop. Go ahead.
You did. Well, it depends, and I've seen it as young as 8. But it can be, it depends on the individual, the cat, and the genetic.
Gene Burns get his voice to be like that? I just never figured that out. Ron Owens, KGO Radio, Marilyn Krieger, certified cat expert.
Whatever, cat behavior consultant,
yeah.
Whatever.
Now, you were saying you wanted to say something about the aggressive.
Oh, yeah, I do. The woman with the aggressive cat that bites really hard, take the cat to a vet. Always make sure the cat is checked out to make sure there's nothing organic going on.
And one other thing, because we just had the celebration, if you will, of the 20th anniversary of the earthquake. We were celebrating my birthday, but that's another thing. An idea, what should you keep for your cat if you have some cats, just in terms of having supplies? Mm-hmm. If the worst were to come.
Mm-hmm. You want to make sure you're prepared. You want to make sure your cats are easily go into the carriers, that you don't have to run around chasing a cat and traumatizing a cat to get into the carrier. You can desensitize them for that. You can also, it's very important to have enough food, probably a week of food available, as well as water, and have an emergency plan too, and make sure if there's any meds the cats are on, make sure you have those, and you have a first aid kit for animals.
So the emergency plan, like give the cat your cell phone number to make sure they can get together.
Definitely.
Okay. Tom in San Jose emails, why do cats like to eat grass and should I let them?
Oh, well, if it's cat grass, absolutely. And it can.
I get the feeling it's grass, just like in a yard or something like that.
Well, there can be toxins and awful stuff people put on their lawns.
So not outside.
I would avoid that if possible. Give them. Remember, cats should be indoors.
Keep forgetting. Chris in Alamo, good morning. Welcome to KGO.
Hi.
Yes.
I have a 5-month-old kitten, and he loves to jump up on my dining room table and my kitchen counter and my kitchen table, and I want to know how I can prevent him from doing this because I'm afraid he might fall off and get hurt. And it becomes a nuisance.
Yeah, absolutely can. And that's one of the things I'm going to cover in my class. But just really briefly, what you do is you get the cat somewhere else to go that it's next to the table. And then you're going to make the table kind of not fun to be on. You can put sticky paws, which is a double-sided tape, on plastic mats and put those up. And then whenever the cat is on the area that you want the cat to be on, you reward the cat.
It's a long email, so I'll just shorten it. Maureen wants to know, our cat talks so much it drives us crazy all day and in the evening anytime he's not sleeping. I would put the cat like on TV or something if it talks, but what's she talking about?
That wants to be on talk radio.
Maybe that's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, seriously, take your cat to the vet first, and because there are some medical conditions like thyroid and other things that can make a cat vocalize quite a bit. But some cats have a personality that they're talkers.
In Melbourne, good. In Melbourne, Marielle, good morning.
Good morning. I have a 20-pound cat. He's not overweight. He's much bigger than my other cats. And he's very aggressive, even though he's very young. My other cats are 10 and 14, and he's just a little bit over 2. But he's very aggressive. And I was speaking to his vet, and he recommended putting him on Prozac. And I'm kind of a little bit kind of, you know, weird about it, because I know that people use Prozac. And I'm kind of concerned about the, you know, side effects. Like, would he have some of the same side effects, such as, you know, thoughts of suicide or gambling, or have sexual side effects?
Yeah, I think the cat would probably have gambling.
I think the gambling absolutely.
Part, absolutely.
Yeah,
that would happen.
Right, that would concern me too with the game. Okay, seriously. first of all, you want to make sure there's plenty of tall cat trees and vertical territory. You also, you may have to reintroduce the cats to each other. I don't know what kind of aggression it is, if it's play aggression, if it's status aggression. Cats that are about 2 years old can have more status aggression issues. So it would determine
status
on what the trigger is.
Status being wanting to be I was going to say top dog, but top cat.
No, well, okay. 2 years old, it's like a juvenile delinquent who wants to go out and crash their father's car.
Hi, Richard.
Hey, good afternoon. I have a cat. We got it about a year and a half ago. It was a Bay Area rescue. And she was about 9 months old when we got her. And she is a beautiful tuxedo cat, but she won't let us pick her up unless we corner her. She's totally antisocial, and I wanted to know what can we do about this.
Well, first of all, let's go back to formal greetings, and you don't want to try to corner a cat or pick up a cat, because the cat isn't going to want to do that. It's going to protest. obviously. But again, put your finger out, let the cat come to you. Also use food. Food is a great motivator to socialize cats.
Interesting email here from Barry. I raised my cat for its first 2 years. Then I moved in with my girlfriend. She feeds the cat, cleans up the litter box, does everything for the cat. My cat loves me, always wants to play and be petted, but the cat hates my girlfriend, is always hissing at her, won't allow her to even touch her. Why is this?
She needs to find a treat that the cat really, really loves. And whenever she's around that cat, always toss the cat some of those treats.
Hi. Oh, thanks for having a great topic today. I am a big-time cat lover, and Marilyn, I'm glad you mentioned Bengals because I have a crazy, interesting, wonderful Bengal at home. And she's exhibiting some, she's spraying on my bed and on the stairs. And I got a dog about 5 months ago, and that was when this started. And I took her to the vet, and the vet said no health problems. She made some suggestions, making sure I have a dog-free zone for my cat. And I've made the whole upstairs dog-free. I put another litter box up there. I gave her another source of water. And all that seemed to be working for about 2 months, and now she started doing it again. What can I do to stop it?
Okay, well, there's a number of things. We'd have to really do a consultation, but make sure that you have plenty of vertical territory for the cat. You do want to have plenty of uncovered cat boxes, and make sure that you clean up the sprayed areas really well with a very good enzyme cleaner. Otherwise, she will continue to spray in the same areas over and over
again. Okay. Andrew, Pacific Grove. Hey there, Andrew. Good morning.
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Marilyn.
Hi.
I have a problem with my cat. She's about 13 years old. When we go to bed at night around 11 o'clock, she wakes my wife up, only my wife, at around 3:30 with her paw, with her claws, and she'll bat my wife's head and face. But she doesn't bother me. What can I do to disabuse her of that, of the cat, I mean, of that problem?
Okay, well, first of all, what is your wife washing her hair with? What kind of soap? Sometimes cats like a particular kind of soap that somebody's using. The other thing, she may be reinforcing the behavior. You may be reinforcing the behavior. In other words, the cat has figured out that when she does that behavior, she will get some sort of attention.
If only there were like a clicker or something. Jose, Marilyn Krieger, Ron Owens, KGO, good morning.
Yes, thank you. I have 2 5-year-old cats, litter mates. Female, and one of them has decided after 4.5 years to start depositing her feces wherever she might be, whether it's in her bed or in the on the floor. We take her to the vet, spend a ton of money. Hmm. There's nothing physically wrong, but occasionally she will. When she does use the box, she uses the box for her urine, no problem.
But not the other. What do you do, Marilyn?
Well, first of all, make sure you clean that box. Make sure the box is uncovered, and you want to add boxes, but you have to clean the box every day. It's very, very important, maybe even twice a day. But the cat should have more than one box available and perhaps in different rooms.
Why don't you tell us what your book is about? Because I put you through so much hell here. Go ahead.
Okay, I will. It is called...
Okay, that's enough. No, it is... go ahead. What's it called?
Cat Fancies Naughty No More, and it's taking cat behavior problems and changing them through positive reinforcement, management, lots of education, and yes, clicker training.
Clicker training, which clicker is training. Simply you just...
This is clicker training.
See, do that and Bristow shows up. I might also point out there's a book signing. You're scheduled June the 11th, 12:30 to 4:30 in Sunnyvale. The store is called For Other Living Things, and you'll answer every question, correct?
Absolutely.
And June is Adopt-A-Cat Month. See, I got all this stuff. I did the homework. Adopt-A-Cat Month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, can you answer the last, and you know what the last question is?
Oh, what's that going to be?
Noodles, what's wrong? John, you don't know what we're talking. My favorite email in a while from Scott Lascatus. My cat Noodles will start howling bloody murder for no reason at all. So I ask her, Noodles, what's wrong? Jack's fine. No pain or discomfort. Could she be depressed about her sister, Pooter, who died of old age a year ago? How could I say Pooter and died and laugh? And I'd feel terrible. Anyway, Marilyn, you're lots of fun. And if people want to reach you, by the way, website.
Yes, my website, thecatcoach.com. I do on-site and phone consultations at thecatcoach.com.
You got it. Thanks for coming on. John,
Thank
what's
you.
Up with the news?
Sorry, I was just trying to clear a furball.